You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes a lightning bolt.
Charger fans are witnesses to history.
This is the Lightning Round Podcast with your hosts, Garrett Sisti and Jamie Hoyle.
Go Chargers, go.
What's up, good people? Garrett back here with a quick hitter, a little solo edition of Lightning Round Podcast to cover the second day of training camp. Day two is over. I'll just give you my biggest takeaways from practice today. And much like yesterday, Derwin James there in jersey, in spirit, but not with a helmet and not practicing. So he was there through walkthroughs again. He was with the starters. He stretched, and then he was on the sideline the rest of the time. So Derwin James again with that contract hold-in, as they're calling it. Back again, he's out there at practice with his teammates, still cheering him on, still hyping him up, but not practicing at all. So we'll see how long that lasts. But Derwin James again out there in jersey only. And the biggest thing for the offense today was they had their biggest play to date in the last 2 days. And it was a Donald Parham touchdown up the seam from Justin Herbert. Excellent throw, great separation from Donald Parham. He got the TD, and that was kind of the biggest play of camp so far. Longest completion. And an easy pitch and catch for Donald Parham and Justin Herbert. I'm sure you've seen the video by now. Easy touchdown pass up the seam. So also just sticking with offense here, Joshua Kelly gets some love today. He was mostly positive. Well, he was all positive. He had one completion. He made a catch and a pretty good scoot afterwards and then had a really good run on the ground. So he was good today. I thought Isaiah Spiller was the better RB2 of that group between Kelly, Roundtree, and Spiller. I thought Spiller made the best of his opportunities yesterday, and Kelly had a pretty good day today. Spiller also making a splash play or two at camp, too. So Spiller still obviously in the running there for RB2, and I think he's pretty far ahead of Kelly. But Kelly, for a positive, was good today with a nice catch and a nice run today. Jalen Guyton, on the other hand, not so much. Two passes going his way. They were on two deep balls. Couldn't bring either one of those in. One was down towards the corner of the end zone. JT was running right next to him. He was right in his hip pocket, and Jalen Guyton could not get to it. It was an incompletion. And then another one in tight coverage down the sideline, another deep ball, and Jalen Guyton almost made an amazing catch, but could not bring it in. It was two incompletions, so he couldn't make the best of his targets today in camp. Jalen Guyton with two drops and not much else today from Jalen Guyton. Sticking with running backs, DeAndre Carter looked really good today. He took one play. It was an end around to DeAndre Carter, and he took it what felt like 25 yards before there was even a defender in his area. And that boy can move. DeAndre Carter is so fast. He was so quick in these drills, just coming out in and out of breaks. He's quick, real crisp route runner. He looked really good. But of course, that's practice. He didn't get any balls thrown his way in the last 2 days. He hasn't had any targets. But in terms of that quick little end around, he made the best of that situation. And I can't wait to see what the Chargers do with that speed, because that was beautiful. DeAndre Carter, a good one today. And moving on to defense, the biggest takeaway, and probably the biggest takeaway from camp so far, from day two, excuse me, not so far, but from today, is that Morgan Fox seems to have jumped Jerry Tillery for the interior defensive line spot with the starters. It's Austin Johnson, it's Sebastian Joseph Day, and yesterday it was some Tillery and some Fox, and today it was mostly Fox and a little bit of Tillery. So it seems like Morgan Fox, with 2 days of practice so far under his belt, looks like he is getting the most of these starter snaps in the interior defensive line. So that'll be an interesting rotation there as camp ticks along and going into preseason and the regular season. So Fox looks like he's with the starters after day two. Bryce Callahan, the slot corner, we knew, again, like I mentioned yesterday, you got J.C. Jackson on one side, Asante Samuel Jr. on the other side, and then you've got Bryce Callahan in the slot. Callahan was targeted a lot today. He had what I think to believe 3 to 4 passes his way at least, and he didn't have a single completion caught on him today. His best rep was with a ball over the middle, and he was running stride for stride with Mike Williams, tipped it, forced an incompletion. He had tight coverage all day today. Bryce Callahan looked really, really sharp. So good on him. Really, really good day for Bryce Callahan. Sticking with the corners. So with those three, you know, Samuel, Jackson, and Callahan are the starters. Michael Davis is rotating with the starters. So he's cornerback 4 on the depth chart right now. But right after that, it gets a little bit more murky. But Tavon Campbell is cornerback number 5. He seems to be kind of getting in with the starters when he can. But Dean Leonard, the 7th round pick, moved up the depth chart a little bit. It seems like had a really good day yesterday, a pretty good day today, forced an incompletion. And Tavon Campbell also forced an incompletion. He had a pass breakup. He was almost able to pick it off on a deep ball. He had a really good rep today too. But Dean Leonard, which I could have sworn was Dion when I was watching his college tape, but I heard Staley in his mic'd up video calling him Dean. So I don't know. Anyway, Leonard looks like he's with the second group of corners right now. He is right ahead of Jasir Taylor. And Taylor had a really, really good day today. His high point was at the end of practice, where he was able to get a pass breakup on a deep ball, where he dove up. He jumped up and was able to tip the ball up in the air, hoping that maybe a free safety could get to it. Couldn't quite get there, but it was a really, really good play by Taylor. He had another really good incompletion on a sideline. Really good coverage on that rep too. And the only downside was giving up a completion to Joe Reed, who we saw a Joe Reed signing today. Pretty good pass and catch over the middle for Joe Reed. And Taylor was right there, but Reed making the catch over the middle. And then other than that, Alohi Gilman had a really, really good play today. He was solid, and he had a really good read on Austin Ekeler on a screen. He didn't bite on it at all. Was right there in the backfield, which would have been probably a tackle for a loss, or at least dead in the backfield, because Gilman was right there as soon as Austin Ekeler caught it. So really good play by Gilman. And other than that, I don't have much. Special teams, it's hard to tell who they've got in the returner category yet, and to see who the rotation is going to be and what that's kind of stacked up to be. We kind of assume that we're going to see DeAndre Carter win that role. That's why they signed him. We know that Jasir Taylor is probably going to get in the mix there sometime soon, but really they haven't done a lot of kick and punt return, a lot of blocking, but not with the returners yet. So I don't have anything on that, but we do know that the backup kicker, James McCourt, did not look good today. So not a big issue, because they just re-signed Dustin Hopkins to a pretty big deal. So he'll be the starting kicker. McCourt not doing himself any favors in terms of wanting to be maybe a kicker stash or something somewhere. He came up pretty short on his kicks today. So that's pretty much it. I mean, defense won the day today. They absolutely dominated in 7-on-7s, which, by the way, I'm not a big fan of. 11-on-11s defense dominated, and on the second 11-on-11s, defense dominated. Unfortunately, we got a little bit more action, but unfortunately, we got less vision because they're on the far field again today, which I guess beggars can't be choosers, but still, just move closer. We're in the stands. Just come and practice in front of us so we can see what's going on. It's a little bit hard when on the far field to kind of see what's going on, and I wish we could have seen him in the closer field because probably would have had a better grasp of who was in coverage and all that other stuff. So, listen, that's all I got for you. Appreciate you all, and don't forget, next Sunday, August 7th, Jamie and I are going to be at practice. Come and join us. It was really nice meeting the few of you I got to see so far in the first 2 days. Cool of everybody to come up and say hi, and come join us on Sunday. We're just going to have some fun. Sit in the stands, watch the practice, and then go get some pizza afterwards. So join us then, and that's it. I'll see you next time.